stayed up too late last night. Jennifer and I got home, started sprinkling. We said, let's just go sit on the back patio. We sat out there for about 4 hours just listening to the rain. I thought, man, we stayed up late tonight. Watch our favorite TV show. The ceiling fans were on. The rain was pouring off the patio roof. I mean, I just could have stayed out there all night.
Beautiful.
It was. Beautiful. Absolutely delicious.
Yeah, we were at Christopher Creek last weekend.
Oh, yes.
And we had one of those old-fashioned frog chokers, you know, and it hailed, and then it rained, and it hailed, and the water's running down the road, and it went from, it was hot. It went from about 93 or 4 degrees in the shade on the deck to 68.
Yes.
In minutes.
And Christopher Creek became white water?
Oh, man.
Probably muddy water.
Yeah, well, muddy, but you get my drift.
Yeah. It's that part of the from there to the White Mountains is probably pretty green. It's pretty green right around between Payson and Christopher Creek for sure.
It does look good. It looks pretty good.
It just needs to keep going.
Keep coming. I've talked to a good friend down in Sonoyta. They're at 6 inches.
I heard 7.
Oh,
in
baby.
Places. And,
yeah.
And Gary Elam, that owns the Elgin Winery, posted a picture on Facebook yesterday afternoon of that Babacomery Creek.
That's who I was talking to.
It was running just under the bridge.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yes. Soak it up, Arizona. Yeah. Soak it up.
Yep.
All right. Plants that have a lot of color, that are low water use, and like Jay said, may be low water use, they might not be heat tolerant.
Right.
The first one that we have listed here is the Purple Queen Bougainvillea. I know bougainvilleas do pretty good, but I don't know about the Purple Queen specifically, or if there's a big enough difference in the bougainvillea line to make it.
Yeah,
difference.
No, it's a good one, as well as a number of other bougainvilleas that, you know, are very, obviously, you know, you tell people drive around in July and August and see what looks good. It probably does okay here.
We were talking about freeways with rock gardening. If you see a plant in them in the Phoenix area, chances are 9 out of 10, if it's got any kind of red or purple color, it's a bougainvillea.
So right now you drive around and you see bougainvilleas and they look fine. You know, they'll do okay here.
A lot of people don't like them because they can get real messy and they do a lot of sloughing off and as it goes to the wintertime.
So what you're seeing in color is actually a bract or a modified leaf. It's not really a flower. And when they get spent or matured and they fall off, they're like paper. And so you can have a bougainvillea a half a mile away down the street, and it can end up, that stuff can end up in your yard depending on how the wind's blowing. And if you have a swimming pool,
it'll find it.
It'll find it. Yeah.
My carport has bougainvillea all the
right
time.
Up into the carport.
I just call the carport bougainvillea land.
Yeah.
I'm cleaning it up every day.
Yeah.
You were talking about succulents. This one is a neat plant I'd never seen before. Blue chalkstick. I'm guessing that's probably one of those that you would need a microclimate or north facing.
That guy's going to probably do best, you know, on the east side, or even as a, you know, we didn't talk about is our hardy plants for containers. You know, growing things in pots this time of year can be a challenge because they need to be watered so frequently. And if you don't have them set up on a drip system and you go out of town for a few days, you know, a lot of stuff, you come home and all your stuff in pots is dead. Well, that's a great one. Some of these succulents that won't tolerate the full sun or the extreme heat from the full sun still do very well in containers on a patio or an entryway where they get some relief, maybe some afternoon shade. And that one does reasonably well here in a situation like that. It's related to ice plant. And there are some ice plants that do well here in full sun, but that one would probably be better in afternoon shade.
What about the artichoke agave? That one,
fabulous plant.
That's really pretty.
Those agave perii's are actually native to places in Arizona. There's different cultivars of them or hybrids of them, that's a good one. That's a really good one.
And it's named just because it looks exactly like if you're getting ready to start eating an artichoke.
It does.
But it's a big agave. That's a beautiful plant.
It does.
There was a yellow one in there, the Colorado Gold Treasure Flower.
Yeah, I missed that one. Okay. Looks like a gazania, perhaps.
Yep.
Okay. So gazania, yeah,
linearis, Colorado.
Gazanias have been around a long time. There's a bunch of different cultivars of them. Most of them do pretty darn well in full hot sun areas.
And I'll mention one more here: the Brake Light Red Yucca. I really like those. If you have ever driven by Cabela's in the West Valley, that whole Glendale Avenue in front of Cabela's has a ton of these.
No, Hesperalos have been a lot of breeding going on there. There's yellow ones and pink ones and the Brake Light Red and a number of those, and they're all very, very hardy here. And they do well in containers. They do well in the ground. They'll do well if something will grow in a parking lot. In a little strip in a parking lot, you know it's tough. And you see a lot of those in and around asphalted parking lot areas, gravel areas. So, yeah, it's a toughie.
Monrovia grows for all parts of the country. If you want something a little more localized, you've heard us mention Water Use It Wisely before, and they just got done redesigning their website. And there's a link on the front page for the plant of the month. They actually have five plants that can take the heat of the Southwest, and right along the same theme of color, this one, the brush lantana, a nice red bloom on it. They've got the Spanish lavender. I like that smell.
Lavender? Yeah. I don't. But they're pretty and they're tough. So,
you know, somebody in the family had one growing up, and I don't remember who, but every time I pass that aroma, it's like, oh, that's just like going to Grandpa's house. It was just, there was one out in front when you passed it. So it's just, and the same with jasmine. Like, they haven't had jasmine on my baby K's backyard for years, but every time I smell jasmine, I just, you know, I just picture the whole scene and the family in the backyard on the grass and the fireworks going off in the summer. But you've got the a pink mule grass.
Pink muley.
Muley grass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Muhlenberges are very hardy here, do very well here. They're very popular. You see a lot of them. And the pink one, in the fall, it gets a very wispy bloom, and it has, you know, a pinkish tint to it. And if they're kind of planted in a mass and you get a little breeze, but what was the word of the wind blowing through the?
Scissorism.
Scissorism. Well, you can't really hear any scissorism with these because they're so fine, but you can see it. It's like a mist. The name implies there's a trademarked variety called Regal Mist, and it does look like a pink mist kind of blowing in the wind out there with those in the fall. It's pretty.
So, and Phoenix and Tucson both have great botanical gardens. If you are new to the desert or you just think there's nothing native that will look pretty or give color, just go spend some time at those and take notes, write them down. Everyone at those gardens are, a lot of them are volunteer, and they're very happy to share information and give you probably more than you were going there to look for anyway.
And if you're brave enough to go this time of year, go early in the morning, obviously, but they're not as crowded, and you can get a little more one-on-one time. Same way with the nursery or garden center. I mean, don't punish those folks and go at 1 o'clock in the afternoon and make them wander around out in the nursery with you, but they've been there since 5:30 or 6, watering plants, and this time of year they're standing plants back up every day because they've blown over. But go in the morning when and you know you get great service this time of year because they're not as busy.
And we're going into our fall planting season. What
we are?
What can we be expecting to plant in our backyards?
Well, if you're landscape planting, some of the plants you mentioned would obviously be very good ones. You know, bougainvilleas and red Mexican bird of paradise, and lantana is always a good one this time of year. Very tough. If we're talking about, you know, vegetables, right now it's kind of just get ready. You know, probably pulling out dead tomato plants that have finally even given up the ghost, or they're just not producing. I'm not a big advocate of trying to keep tomatoes and peppers alive during the summer and shading them and all of that malarkey to try and get them to to produce again in the fall. Plant new ones in the fall. They're $2.99. You know,
you spent more than that in the water and shade material.
Absolutely.
And the fretting. The fretting.
Oh, and the worry.
All the fretting you do over it.
Yeah, you know, and water. So right now, you know, kind of tearing stuff out, reevaluating, and starting to plan and prep. You know, it's not too early. A lot of our organic farmers are starting to put compost down on their fields, till in the compost. So got to take a tip from them. Do the same thing.
I do have a question about that. And yeah. It's selfish because it's about my garden. I did rip out the artichoke, the tomatoes. My mm-hmm. okra's doing good. My vertical cantaloupe's doing good. Peppers are out. So that leaves a whole two-thirds of my garden empty. I've got a gorgeous big old compost pile. Mm-hmm. Do I turn that in now or do I wait for my winter lettuce plant in September?
Well, if you're going to plant in September, then sure, you know, it would
hold off.
I would start taking your compost and working it
into
the garden now. Absolutely.
Maybe
do a little and see how, you know, because it'll settle sometimes when you put it on and you need to add a little more. But absolutely, I'd be doing that. The other thing, that even throwing some of that on top of the ground and not working it in like a mulch, use it as a mulch. Just on top will help control some weeds. If you have bare dirt, you mentioned, you know, with the rain and the wind, we're going to get weed seeds blowing into the garden. So putting some mulch on top will help shade that ground, will help keep the moisture there, you know, and keep the weeds down, and then till it in, you know, in a couple of weeks. But no, it's not too early to start prepping and tilling in compost, and then take that lettuce and stuff that, you know, that as it, you know, start adding back to your compost pile again.
You know, Rosie's a huge composter, but we've gone to the next level, because instead of just getting out a bowl every day and putting your stuff in there, we bought a pretty little compost thing on the counter.
Oh yeah.
And so you have a place to put it, you can cover it, and we are much more likely to use it. So that has really increased our compost
Is
contribution.
Is it a little stainless steel?
Well, we bought a really pretty green ceramic one.
Oh.
With a little, but they have all, I was looking them up. You can find them real easy, you know, countertop compost bin.
Does it have a lid and it's got some holes in it and a filter?
Yeah.
Make sure I could garden as good as I could compost.
Fly, bugs, gnats start
Yes, absolutely.
Like a day or two.
No, it stays covered.
Well, no, even covered. A day or two not emptying it. And we found that you end up with bugs all over your kitchen.
But
it's amazing how they, like, where did these come from?
I know, right?
They're in there. Those eggs are in there.
But it beats the heck out of a bowl where you have to look at it.
Yeah. You know, make it as easy as you can, and it'll probably work, right? So if you've got a little deal like that on your counter that you fill it up, and then when it's full, you take it out and add it to your compost pile, perfect.